Well, Noba's here. We've been talking about some of the fruits of the Spirit this year. We've talked about love. We've talked about peace. We've talked about patience. Today, I want to talk to you about joy. And I remember my hero, Wayne Smith, so many times would quote this verse over the several years I sat under his teaching. Psalm chapter 30, verse 5 says, "Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning." Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And you know, the fruits of the Spirit says that we can have joy. But man, when life is hard and we're just struggling, even shedding tears and can't sleep well, there really is joy in the morning. I'm so thankful that God gave us 365 days because we get a fresh 24 hours. And I know a lot of people listen in the morning at 8:15 a.m. on the radio, or people listen to the podcast of the previous day's program while they're getting ready in the morning, and that may be something that you want to do. And Roger, you can always catch those programs on the radio, on our podcast, at our website, hopeishere.today. But, you know, the fruit of the Spirit says that there's love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithful, gentleness, and self-control. And each day we get a fresh 24 hours to be able to ask the Lord to help us to exhibit love to others and have joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness, gentleness, and the old dreaded self-control. And I know a lot of people like me is like, I know it's not a four-letter word, but I associate that with me. But you know what? God wants to help us with self-control, whether it's about biting our tongue when we want to say something out of anger and hurt, or whether it's saying, I'm not going to have a second helping of food, I'm trying to cut back, or, you know, I'm going to have self-control and I'm going to obey the speed limit and set my cruise control when I'm driving. I mean, there's so many ways we can exhibit self-control, and that'll help us have joy. You know, it's kind of a byproduct, isn't it? James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4 says, "Count it all joy whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." And I think most of you listening today, if you're like me, you want to mature, you want to be complete, you want to grow in your faith, and you don't want 2022 to roll around and you're still dealing with some of the same emotions, same issues, mentally, emotionally, even physically. And yet, if I'm honest in my life, most of the time when I grow is when I do face trials, and when it gets a little painful in my life and I realize that I need God and that Greg can't do it on his own. And yet it's hard to count it all joy, isn't it? Like James chapter 1 verse 2 says there. But man, if we can learn to count it joy when we face trials of many kinds, and know that we can press into our faith and it tests us, but it produces perseverance, and it just helps us to grow and be mature. And I heard a pastor say many years ago, you know, our time on earth, it's just a dress rehearsal for heaven. And this is not the main act, okay? You know, this is just practice getting us ready for heaven. And I'm thankful that God, he helps us grow, and he doesn't leave us as we are, that he wants us to mature and grow. And you know, we all know people that are 15 years old that are really, really mature. And a lot of us know people that are 55 that are not mature. And I want to encourage you today to have joy. You have to be mature in your faith to have joy. And talked about this before, but it's been a while. You know, there's a difference between joy and happiness, right? Happiness is based on, hey, if things are going well, if I've got lots of money in the bank, my job's going well, my health is good, things are going well in family relationships, the sun's shining, and there's not much humidity, it's easy to be happy then, isn't it? Right? I mean, it's easy because happiness is based off what happens to us. But joy is different. Joy is a state of mind. It's your heart, it's your soul, it's having peace, even when you don't have much money, or you're out of money and payday doesn't come for a couple of days, or it's rainy, it's overcast, or you've got some major health challenges, or you've got a child that unfortunately is struggling with addiction, or things are not going good at home with your spouse. You know, you can still have joy. You can just, and you have to stand in your faith when that happens and really press into your personal relationship with Jesus. And I want to share a few things with you today, that five things. Obviously, I'm not getting through all those today, but probably share a couple of those with you today, and we'll finish up this week with the other three tomorrow. But I want to share five things with you on how you can have joy in the morning. That wonderful verse, Psalm chapter 30, verse 5 says, "Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning." And to help you have joy in that morning, that fresh 24 hours that we get each day, the first thing I want to encourage you with is evaluate the way that you look at trials in your life. Evaluate the way that we look at trials in our life. I shared this quote earlier this week, Chuck Swindoll, but it's such a great quote. I want to share it one more time. Life is 10% what happens to me and 90% how I react to it. And I want to encourage you just to evaluate how you're handling a situation. And, you know, if you're not sure, maybe you think you're handling something well, but you can tell it's just eating away and you're not having peace or any other fruits of the Spirit, kindness, goodness in your heart, or love, gentleness, self-control. Ask a trusted friend or family member, how am I reacting to this situation? How can I do better? How can I grow and improve? And it's amazing what a fresh set of eyes or a fresh set of ears will do to a situation you're dealing with your life that maybe you're not having joy in. And I'm thankful to have a handful of people in my life, family members and friends, that I can do that. And I hope that you'll do that and give them full honesty. Say, please be honest. Put your honest hat on and tell me how you think I'm dealing with this trial in my life right now. Henry Blackaby in the Great Bible Study Experience of God says, "God is always at work around me. God pursues a continuing love relationship with me that is real and personal." And one of the things is that in the trials in our life, we can really, a great opportunity to look to see where God's working. And you can stand on the promise that God does pursue a relationship with you, one that's real and it is personal. And one of the things that's really helped me, I've been doing over the last few years, I don't do it daily, but I try to do it at least each week. And this year I've been trying to do it two or three times a week, is journaling, writing out my prayers to God and what's going on in my life and prayer requests. And one, it's just therapeutic when you do that. But also it's great as I've gone back over the years and seen how God has answered prayers that I've written in my journals, but also how God sometimes answers the prayers and they're not in the ways that I wanted him to at the time, but it was actually even better. And it just really helps my faith grow and helps me to have joy. And I shared this quote earlier this week, but I feel like I need to share this one again too. Heard Joyce Meyer say it many years ago. When trials come in our lives, we can either become better or bitter, but you can't be both. And for some of you today, you've got to make a decision whether you're going to keep being bitter over some unfair, wrong thing that happened to you in your life, or if you're going to be bitter. And sometimes that's an hourly choice, and I get it. But you can choose to become better. You can choose to forgive. You can choose to forget. And I had a friend recently sent me a text, just said, "Hey, I was struggling with something." They just said, "Hey, let it go and look up. Let it go and look up." Obviously, to let it go is kind of obvious. Just let it go, what was really bothering me. And then the looking up is look to Jesus, okay? Not my circumstances, but look to Jesus. I like this quote by Max Lucado. It says, "If you see your troubles as nothing more than isolated hassles and hurts, you'll grow bitter and angry. Yet, if you see your troubles as tests used by God for his glory and your maturity, then even the smallest incidents take on significance." Woo, is that good? If you see your troubles as nothing more than isolated hassles and hurts, you'll grow bitter and angry. Yet if you see your troubles as tests by God for His glory and your maturity, then even the smallest incidents take on significance. A second thing that we can do to help us have joy in the morning is don't be surprised by trials and tribulations. We talked about that earlier this week about not being surprised by storms. Well, James in chapter 1 says, you know, whenever you face trials of many kinds, know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. I like it doesn't say if you face trials of many kinds. It says whenever you face trials of many kinds in James chapter 1, verse 2. So the fact of the matter is we're going to face trials. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It is a promise, friends, that we are going to have trials and tribulations in our life. Jesus in chapter 16, verse 33, I shared that earlier this week. We talked about having peace in the storms, but I think somebody listening today needs to hear that again. Jesus said, in this world, you will have troubles of many kinds, but take heart, I have overcome the world. So don't be surprised by the troubles in your life. I remember this great quote by Wayne Smith. God had one son without sin, no son without sorrow. Or I could say God had, you know, never had a son or, I mean, a daughter without sin or without sorrow. I mean, you know, the fact of the matter, friends, we are going to have challenges. We're going to have trials. We're going to have tribulations. But that does not mean that God doesn't love us or that He doesn't care about us or that He's even punishing us. Yes, the Bible says God disciplines those He loves, but you know, there's a difference in God disciplining us or in being convicted about something and condemnation. You know, Romans chapter 8, verse 1 says, for those of us in Christ Jesus, there is now no condemnation. So if you're hearing something, a voice in your side of your head that says, you're a loser, you're ugly, you're stupid, you know, you'll never change. Those are lies from the enemy, okay? That's condemnation. Conviction might be, hey, you know, you need to stop looking at it online, or you need to quit, you know, you need to get rid of your credit cards because you're trying to get out of debt. God will convict you of things that you need to make a change with your one and only life. But He doesn't condemn us. So for some of you today, you need to hear that. God may be convicting you of something because He wants to help you. He wants you to have joy in your life. But He doesn't condemn you. He doesn't say things that are ugly to you and that are degrading and make you feel unworthy. Pastor David Jeremiah, one of my favorite pastors, just love to hear him preach and also read some of his books. He says, we can find ourselves in the middle of God's perfect will and in the middle of a perfect storm at the same time. Wow, is that good or what? We can find ourselves in the middle of God's perfect will and in the middle of a perfect storm at the same time. Friends, sometimes a situation, a storm in your life that you're going through that is maybe keeping you from having joy, you're allowing it to steal your joy. You know, maybe that storm is not for you, it's for somebody else. And they're being affected and God's trying to do something in their life. But you know, we're never more like Jesus when we handle storms well. We choose joy, even the storms in our life. Remember Jesus on the cross when they were trying to, they were crucifying Him and saying awful things while He's in incredible pain. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And so right now, you can still have joy in the storm because Jesus will help you. We're out of time, but I hope you'll join us again. Invite a friend to join us again tomorrow for Hope is Here.
If you have been blessed by Hope is Here, would you consider making a donation to help this ministry continue to reach thousands in Central Kentucky every day? It's simple and safe. Go to our website at hopeishere.today, where you can make a safe and secure online donation, or you can find our address to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible and they are greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today at hopeishere.today. Again, that's hopeishere.today.